Well,
what's up?
Hi, good morning. Guys should be like, I can't smack down the numbers. Like, either of the some people are missing only one thing, some people are...
Okay, no, let me do it from spreadsheet, I'm saying.
I think, like, if someone's scheduled for medicals already, or they already did their medicals and are waiting for results, they could be scheduled for medication.
Right, meaning they already... You know what, let's call it pending medical results.
Yeah, pending medical results.
Okay.
If I submitted their CHRC.
That means you're waiting for CHRC.
Yeah.
A second. Go to that report. Okay, you know what, I'm going to take this applicant missing CHRC report. That report I made that if the application IDs, registry checked, physical, TB test, measles, rubella, drug screens checked off. So that means they're missing either orientation or CHRC.
Right.
They list, let me just see. So this lists health medicals.
Right.
You know what we could do? Hold on. I'll export your smart sheet, and then I'll do it in Excel. I'll put filters on. I'll do a pivot.
So they're going to get paid $19 an hour?
Yeah, I mean, they'll get paid hourly for the orientation.
And then, what if someone, I know someone, she's in school. Like, what do you do?
She's in school?
Yeah. For sure one, maybe even
two. You mean like high school or in college?
Oh, like, I think college. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Most people, even if you do... full-time, like even the word is full-time, they're not actually 9 to 5 in school. The word full-time for college means credits. It means how many credits you take a semester.
Take a day off also, and like, probably, no?
Nishtech, meaning if you, mind the way it works with college, if you commit to certain classes, like you have to attend test
like
on day or whatever.
Cancel 3:30 every day.
Right, but for anyone that cannot attend, let's take the information for availability, and I'll see if we can schedule the next one. Okay, so I have this. Okay, if the application is completed.
The thing is, I came up to your orientation, big machines, I have to be bank info, so they're going to hire that. Right?
No, really, I don't think we should collect this stuff.
Right.
Like doing the method of pay.
Also, all the paperwork they could do online. So she doesn't really have to do paperwork for them.
Right.
She doesn't really have to do the full orientation.
That's why I'm obviously supposed to like pushing. Like, it's not going to take you 2 days, and it's also not going to take you a whole day. You'll see. A second. Let me see. I don't need this one. Caregiver application completed, my test is done, or this is just, oh no, that's actually if it was sent or not. Or is that where you marked that they filled it out?
Where application or caregiver application?
Oh, okay, caregiver application.
Caregiver application is not something that you have to look at.
The regular application, okay.
Yeah, the application is not
okay, if application is marked, it's true. Okay. IDs. Certificate received.
Because really we don't have to have a certificate.
Whatever. So we long do this.
Right.
As long as you check them on the registry. Type
You could even delete that row. We don't need it.
Okay.
Extra row.
The EBR received in the work reference tool. That's stuff that we need to have, right?
Yeah, right. But work reference, worst case. I reference my salon as in a letter.
But I only see like two within EVR received, or three maybe.
Right. Also, do binding HSJs first of all. No for HSJs of EVR.
Okay, but so what work reference?
That's
me, right?
That's me, yeah, but. But, yeah. Whatever. Do get my other
okay.
I'm gonna go from letters, is it really legally? By letters?
My name is that's the problem. I don't know. Meaning, I guess if we ever have an order, we have to have it. A second. Let's see if I see that. Yes, and.
Hold on.
So not sense of this. So have only six caregivers have
everything. Yeah.
Everything.
And they're cleared.
Okay. Second.
I mean, even if we only have six that could come to orientation, that's still good enough.
Mm-hmm.
Not amazing, but.
Okay, so these are only pending orientation. Now, let me unselect if they're.
Hold on, okay? Hello?
Yes. Let's say Cheyenne Stevens. She's missing medicals and.
Hold on. She took out the notes. I think she's not answering. She's not able to start a new job, but she might be in mid-April. So, meaning she asked me to call her back next month. She doesn't want to onboard now.
So, either way, she's missing. I see her physical's missing. So she's missing physical, work reference.
Mm-hmm.
So medical.
So basically, only the physical that she's really missing. Work reference is silly, and then the flu we could also ask her to decline it.
You're saying as a field and as work reference, we could still start them? Are they?
Yeah, because I have templates, letters, and I take a reference from their form, and I pull that reference, and I ask them, I'm going to read a letter to you, and let me know if I could sign it, or that I put their name.
Okay, so her I could put under, the missing medicals and pending CHRC.
Yeah. Actually, she's cleared. The CHRC is cleared.
Oh, so it's just missing medicals. And pending orientation. Okay, sorry.
Yeah. So the work clearance is not something important. The work reference.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me make a list and have a stream, okay?
Okay, thank you. Okay.